This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
Tom, it is my job to keep you updated in all the world of pop culture.
It's because you're 20 and I'm 51, so that's your job to make sure I'm hip and cool.
It's the first time you've actually ever announced your age on air, so that's a land moving and shaking moment. Anyways, James Charles has been in the news headlines recently.
Don't know who he is.
Okay, so James Charles is a YouTuber, a beauty guru. And
oh God, just, somebody with no job and parents who've got too much money and they still sit in the basement rather than going to college. Is that what we're referring
far
to?
Far from it. Oh. But yes. he was like that until he suddenly reached 10 million subscribers. And then
10 million?
And then they kept climbing.
So 10 million people go on there to look at James. What's his name? James Charles do makeup on.
Yes.
Is he good at it? I suppose he must be. If
fantastic.
He has 10
million. Yeah. He reached about 16 million subscribers and climbing until a massive scandal was released, right? It involved this other makeup guru called Tati, and she exposed him for all of these things. But one of the things she exposed him for was pressuring young straight boys into sexual relationships. So one boy released the messages that he had with James, and he was talking to James and saying, hey, I really liked the night I spent with you the other night, but after coming out of it, I'm straight. I'm sorry. Like, I'd love to be, I really appreciate you as a friend, and I hope we can end this on good terms and still be friends after this. Well, then James kept berating with messages of, no, you're definitely gay. You're not straight. Just, you know, you wait and see. And so that kept going back and forth, and then everybody started coming out with stories similar.
So then somebody's gone and, well, you know, that's very good. You shouldn't, it's not your up to you to out somebody. It's not up to you to say what someone's sexuality is. It's fluid. It can change by the day.
Yeah. Well, James seemed to think it could change by the day. Because
so
very
now
certain
someone's dobbed on him that he's been doing all this horribleness, and now he's lost
3 million subscribers.
Wow.
3 million.
Do you know what? That sounds like a lot, but if you had 16 million, 3 million isn't that much.
Yeah, but it's still going. It's rapidly going. And he made an apology video, right, about the entire scenario.
Saying that I'm a creep.
It was so... Well, no, he was apologising to this girl, Tati. He kind of went in about the creepiness of it. But that got 2 million dislikes in comparison to like 500,000 likes, which is still insane. 500,000 is 5 MCGs. But isn't that just insane how quickly the world can turn? I want to know, what are your thoughts? He's only 19. Mm-hmm. Is that an excuse for his actions? Can you think about what you were doing at 19, and if that was publicised, would that make any difference?
Look, age does make a difference because we change every day. We should mature daily.
Yeah.
Should he be held against it? But if he's blackmailing people, no, he needs to be in bigger trouble than that.
Yeah, he uses his celebrity status a lot.
Okay, so we can't use the word celebrity. He's a YouTuber.
Well, no, so I think that the line's been blurred these days. Because when you have, for example, 16 million subscribers he had, he'd go to an event and they'd pay him $20,000 for 30 minutes to be there. $20,000. So he's getting figures that big-time celebrities would get. He's going on shows like Jimmy Fallon and all that.
Does he still live with his mother in the basement?
No, he's got a mansion.
Oh, dear. Well, good on you, James. You've got
for what?
Well, I mean, now he's lost all his subscribers. He's going to have to go and get a job at Costco and pack shelves like the rest of the people you do at 19-year-old.
Gather round, folks. It's time for
Wisdom with my co-host Tom. It's time for Tom's Wisdom.
That's right. It's time for Tom's Wisdom. If you're new to this, Tom,
I thought you would have stopped asking for my advice. By now.
I should have. I really should have. Yeah. But no, I still appreciate that you've been on this earth for longer than I have, and I should. Well, okay, you can cover it up as much as you want, Tom. I should take in your wisdom. And this week for you, Tom, I've got the very classic melodramatic young adult problems, and that is girl problems.
I thought you were going to talk about the pimple on your forehead.
Do I have any pimple?
No.
I've got a big nose, though, I just realised. But that's aside from the point. So, Tom, I've realised recently I'm too much of a nice guy, and I don't know how to be that cool guy that slides a drink across the bar in his leather jacket and goes, hey, what are you doing later tonight? You know, like, I don't know how to be that guy.
Well, the only people that do that was someone in the 70s and if you do porn. Nobody stands at a bar in a cool leather jacket and slides a drink down the bar.
Okay,
number
good.
One. So anyway, you're asking about how can you become a cool guy?
Yes. I want to be a cool guy. I'm too wholesome.
Oh, this is really hard because about the only way you're going to be cool is if we packed you up and moved you to a freezer.
That was such a lame joke.
Oh, I'm just trying to think of the only way we can cool you down is, yeah, we can move you.
You're saying I'm hot. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm more saying you're nerdy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. That's true.
I wouldn't have said hot. You're not cool. You're not sporty.
I'm sporty.
You are a nerd. Like, you would have been a nerd.
No, I'm sporty.
You would have been one of those, you know, the rest of the kids were running around the playground and little DJ Mikey was up the back there reading his book.
Yeah, a little bit. But, like, no, I was playing a bit of sport here and there. So you think there's no potential way? Producer Andy, do you want in on this? No, he's giving me a no. There's no helping me.
Okay. Well, look, surgery's not going to help. We've been trying to help you with your fashion choices now for 6 months and it's not helping. So I don't know what else to do. Like, other than pack you up and move you to Iceland, it's the only way you're going to be cool.
So do you think I'm just lonely forever?
Lonely forever. Yeah. It'll be just you and Mrs. Palmer for the rest of your life.
Wow. Thanks, heaps, Tom. That was so unhelpful. Another Tom's Wisdom and it was successful.
Righto. Well, that was Tom's Wisdom. Another fun edition. I love doing this every week.
Do you know, I'm obsessed with all things breaking records and tuk-tuks, and I found the best story.
Is that your obsession?
It was like two things together. Don't you just love reading the Guinness Book of World Records?
I mean, yeah, but tuk-tuks isn't my number one desire.
Oh, no,
come on.
Don't you have fantastic memories of being in... Oh, you've been to Thailand?
Yes.
Yes, and being in the back of a tuk-tuk in the rain, running through the back streets of Bangkok, you know, trying not to hit the rats that look as big as dogs.
You might have had a different experience to me.
I had the best time. But there's a man in Essex, a man with way too much time on his hand, who went to Thailand to a wedding, fell in love with the tuk-tuk, went home, got drunk like we
when
all
he fell in love with the tuk-tuk.
Well, how do you not go to Thailand and fall in love with the tuk-tuk?
What do you... Does he want to marry a car? Does that work?
Well, I think just like... Well, he went home and like you do when you've had a few drinks at night, he saw one on eBay, so he bought it.
No way.
Yeah. He was a bit worried what his wife was going to say, so he's justified it, saying that he was going to try and beat the Guinness Book of Records. Because the fastest land speed that a tuk-tuk has ever gone is 68 Ks, which is about 110 Ks. So he tried to beat it, and he did.
Wait, talking miles or Ks here?
Well, it's 68 miles, which is about 110 kilometres.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Whoa, that's really quick.
But he ended up beating it. He got up to 74 miles, which is like 120 kilometres. But Whoa. You know what I'm a bit annoyed about? Because I went further into this.
Of course he did.
Oh, how clever is he? He actually took the engine out, put some sports car engine in it, and I'm thinking... That's cheating. It's got to come, if it's got to come out of the factory in Bangkok, that's how it's got to look. Well, someone's back alley, you know, some dirt factory. Yeah.
Can you quickly paint a picture to the audience out there that might not have been to Thailand yet? What a tuk-tuk is. It's not a normal car, is it?
No, it's a little three-wheeler.
Okay.
So it looks like it's got like a little motorbike front, but it has a little seat at the back, so you get to sit in it.
Could you imagine going 120 kilometres in one of those?
Yeah, but I was telling Wayne this. I don't think it's that fast. I'm sure we've done it double that speed down the back streets of Bangkok.
You reckon?
Someday we got in there with this man and he was so like, oh, I've got to be quick, he's got to be quick. And he took these back roads. It was raining and we were sliding. I was that scared. I kept saying to him, could we go slower, please, go slower. And he just kept laughing at me. So I actually ended up offering him money. I was pulling out
money. You were paying him?
Paid him. And when I first offered him the money, he just put it in his pocket and kept driving. I'm going, no, mate, I pay you, go slow. I paid him to go slower in the tuk-tuk. I thought, we're going to die.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.